This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. It's Marty Biron birthday week, and said individual has decided to start the week in fine style by not appearing on today's show. We're hearing that he's been sweating it out at the Jim Kelly Golf Tournament since about 9 a.m. and is determined to win. Friend of the show, Joe Yerden, welcome in. It is great to see you. I think between the two of us, we would probably pass on golf in this heat, wouldn't we?
I'm saying no. Yeah. I sweat just sitting here. So being baking out in the sun when it's 90 degrees. I mean, listen, you get a couple of cold pops in you when you're on the course. Mm-hmm. Everything feels a lot better. That's for sure.
You are maybe a little under duress just with the time of season and getting ready for the upcoming season, heavy into the writing mode, which times out perfectly for us. Now, we do have to put out the disclaimer that we have been going alphabetically team of the day, and we ended last week on the Florida Panthers. So Marty owns like the rights to first dibs on team of the day discussion. So we can't go anything beyond F. At this point, if you would like to add your commentary on anything that has preceded the Florida Panthers alphabetically, we would be all ears for this kind of commentary. But Marty will lose his mind if he feels that we have advanced the process without him.
So you're saying I can't just jump right into the LA Kings and
oh, it's so close. It's so close.
Am I forgetting somebody? Yeah.
We did spend an inordinate amount of time around free agency on Cody Ceci already. So we probably don't need to go too far down the Kings path yet. But before we do dive into anything sabery, and there's a lot from your standpoint to preview, reflect upon. And I almost, you know, like not to get too philosophical about it all, but I'm appreciative of you bringing a different voice today. And Marty and I obviously, you know, spend so much time talking about what went right, what went wrong, where they're at and moving. I do want like a little, you know, of your personal perspective on how this journey has gone for the Sabres and maybe how close they are to finally breaking through this year. But because we tease, like, is there anything NHL wise that has really like kind of grabbed you this offseason, or has it felt quiet-ish? In your
it's been a little quiet because I think everybody gets all their business done before, you know, July 1st happens. You know, if you've got loose ends to tie up, if you've got guys you want to get taken care of, you take care of that business before the floodgates open up on the 1st, or you take care of it at the draft, like that whole, you know, week or so before the 1st hits. Most teams are probably busier than they've been in months trying to handle their business because nothing motivates like a deadline. I can, you know, I think we can all confirm that, but it's the kind of thing where, you know, I look back on it and I've got a piece coming for Bleacher Report this week on, you know, the ranking the 10 worst free agent signings. So that's a little tease for the future, but But that's, you know, when you look back on it, it's the big swings, the big misses just really aren't there these days. You know, I think we think back on a few different free agent classes where teams took those big swings and there were more misses than there were hits. And, you know, it's copycat league. So teams are just like, boy, I don't want to end up on any of these lists. So let's not do that again. We got burned once, twice, three times, four times, however many times. I don't want to do this again. Let's stay out of it. Let some other teams have their day in the sun where maybe they hit, maybe they don't. But right now, you know, you look back on it. I mean, I know it's been over a month since free agency essentially ended, but it's been so quiet because even teams that we thought were going to be swinging trades and making big deals and all that, that stuff hasn't happened. And I don't know that it will, even once training camp creeps around and even starts.
Do you think that, and it's funny because there are many who've spent years, if not a life in the game and have often felt that July 1st, you know, can be a potential death knell. Teams get too excited, spend too much, and then they'll express remorse a year or more later on what they did on said July 1st. But do you think because of a limited field this year in free agency, it may have actually limited some mistakes despite it happening at a time when the cap was going up for some exploding? And is it almost underwhelming that it's like, hey, the cap's going up, and then it's like nobody's got anything to spend on?
which is kind of funny when you think about it, because the cap went up a lot this summer, and it's going up even more next summer, and even more the summer after. We're talking about a cap explosion that this league hasn't seen since we came out of the lockout, really.
Yeah.
And
you're speaking of? Yes.
I think 04-05, yeah. Yeah. Once the cap was established, yeah. So 04-05.
Right. That's the one, yep.
And, you know, they set that hard cap. Everybody's like, boy, that's not a lot of money. And then 3 years later, it was like, boy, the cap max was now the floor because, you know, the money came flowing in. Weird how that works. But I think you avoided a lot of that this time around, because even the teams that are the usual teams that don't care about spending, you know, the Vegases and all that, like Vegas, they got Marner, so they're good. But some of those other teams at the top, they had already spent against their future selves and were very fortunate the cap went up as much as it did, because then it's like, oh, well, we would have been in the mix for XYZ player, but we've already spent our money on retaining our own guys, or we've already, you know, added some other people in trades or whatever. And that kind of limited that damage. That's not to say that there weren't some bad signings. There certainly were, or ones that were sitting back going like, I don't know if that was a prudent idea, but we're kind of kept out of that whole big fire of everybody being like, "Boy, what is everybody thinking?" Because there wasn't like that big explosion of just massive amounts of money going around. Because I think even after, you know, like we're talking about since 04-05, 20 years, some teams have learned, whether it's the owners or the GMs, they've seen enough happen where they're like, "Hey, let's maybe not go diving in head first."
Do you think, though, like, as an example, and again, probably alphabetically, because we started with Anaheim, but they had so much to spend. There's only so much they could do. There's Boston, who missed the playoffs, but, you know, were they realistically going to be able to change the look of their I don't think they changed the look of their team, but they went down the path of old habits and past identities to reinforce blue collar Bruinism, you know?
yeah.
So I, you know, obviously we just handled Florida and Edmonton on back-to-back days. I actually said, Joe, that I still think the Oilers could win the cup with Stuart Skinner, because I will never underestimate, especially McDavid and Draisaitl, but having Bouchard, because he just seems so critical, especially in the playoffs. I would just never want to bet against, almost like I would never want to bet against Sid, which maybe sounds a little ridiculous now based on where Pittsburgh's at, but Sid's done his damage and He's still only second to Gretzky in, you know, point of game seasons. So I don't know. Like, I just I wonder what you know, kind of how you view some of these teams, where they're at, and you know, whether we're going to see much more in the way of change before the season rolls around.
What's the thing, like a team like Edmonton, like they're at where they're at now. Like they're at a place where they can win the cup. You know, they came really close 2 years ago. They weren't as close this past year,
but close.
yeah, as close as you can be without actually lifting it at the end. But to me, that kind of just showed the flaws with other teams in the West, or how the playoff roads open up for some of the other teams in the West. I think of Dallas in specifics, because 3 years in a row they've bitten it in the Western Final, and they've had like a murder highway trying to get even to the Western Final, and they're out of gas by the time you see them. But Edmonton is in a spot where they don't have to reimagine the wheel. I mean, yeah, they got to get a contract done with Connor, which I know all of us in the content business don't want to see happen, because we want to have a whole big juicy year long life cycle of where's he going? Who's right. going to get, you know, are they going to trade him? All that stuff. It's probably not even like, it's not even going to get cooked out of the stage before we're even in camp. Like day one of camp, that contract's probably getting signed, just like maybe somebody with Buffalo, but like, that stuff's going to be taken care of. You don't have to worry about it, though. Like, you've got Draisaitl, you've got Connor. You're cooking up front. You're fine. They're going to have Hyman back healthy. Bouchard's incredible. Ekholm's outstanding. As long as your goaltending isn't well below subpar, you're fine. And I think that's the one area, and it's been a problem for Edmonton for a long time, is goaltending. And it's a sensitive issue. And it's one where they're like, okay, we've got our guy, let's go. Especially the early part of Connor's, you know, playing cycle here.
Right.
They didn't have a guy, but now they've got a guy, maybe. And that's good enough, because they're going to be in the playoffs. And if, as long as that goalie is, whoever it is, whether it's Skinner, Pickard, whoever, as long as that guy's okay for the first round or two, they can roll from there. And they don't have to mess around with it too much. That's why it's better for a team like that to stay out of the muck.
I agree. I do you, among your peers, like, is there a lot of conversation about the McDavid extension? And does anyone? You're chuckling. I love this.
What kind of discussion are we talking here? Because
I don't know. That's what I'm curious about.
We've been, I know on our side over at Bleacher Report, we've been keeping an eye on how, you know, the slightest ripples in the water of just how things are going, where it's headed. You know, is there a possibility that he leaves? I know Edmonton losing in the finals 2 years in a row might get us going like, yeah, all right, here we go. He's going to get sick of this. But he's getting sick of it at a level where it's like, he's in the final already. Like, right. Win one more game a year ago, win three more games this year, and he's lifting the cup and the statue is already being built. This isn't like how it was his first few years making the playoffs, where they're losing in the first round. Oh, they made it to the second round. Oh, they got they got embarrassed in the second round, whatever. They're not doing Leaf stuff. So like, it's a much better situation for Connor, unless like Gretzky, he's too big for the city and he can't have a moment's peace. He can't get can't go anywhere without being mobbed. The whole thing where, you know, if he meets a supermodel in LA, he's gonna go for a big city and he's gonna get traded and the owner's bankrupt. But that stuff doesn't happen these days anymore. And, you know, I think in the front of our minds, we're all like, well, he's probably staying. But in the back of our minds, we're like, okay, how many things can we crank out before that ink is put to paper and he's staying for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever.
Hockey writer Joe Yerden is with us here on Sabres Live today. Marty's back tomorrow. Into the Sabres. Here we are, August 11th. What have you been thinking about the most as it pertains to this team?
Man,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A lot of bases to cover there, because there's a lot to chew on with the Sabres, because it's the playoff drought. You compare to how they played last season, first half to second half, and you say, boy, if they played the first half like they played the second half, they're right in the playoff race. Maybe they're in it. Who knows? And I think everybody's just kind of fiending for little things to kind of hit on right now. And I think Alex Tuch's extension, everybody's like, well, if he doesn't extend, blow it up. If the guy who's the fan and he's local and he doesn't want to stay, then you gotta, I mean, come on, let's get real here.
Can you come on weekly for an impersonation segment, please?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Missed this. This is very reminiscent of a lot of mornings before the morning skate when we catch up for a quick chat. I love it.
But like the whole thing with Alex is like didn't he and his wife just have like their second kid this summer or is on the way or something like that? And everybody's like, why isn't he signed? Why didn't he sign 12/01 July 1st? Like, he's busy, man. Like, he's got things to take care of. He's got family. He's got all this stuff going on. And it's technically the deadline's not for a year. So again, like we said, like nothing motivates like a deadline, but I think the deadline in this case is whatever the first day of media availability is in training camp, because no one, Alex, Kevin, nobody wants to be answering questions like, well, where's the deal? Where's the contract? Nobody wants to be talking about this stuff day one. I can guarantee you Alex doesn't. I know Kevin handles it really well, but he doesn't want to be talking about that either. He wants to be talking about, hey, start of the season. Let's go. Like, we're ready. We're ready to make the playoffs. So that's kind of at the front of our mind because it's the one thing left. You know, they got all the RFAs done. You know, everybody's re-signed. Everybody's taken care of. The roster's basically set. Everything's square. So, like, that's the one thing that's left to check down before you get into the big picture Sabres stuff. Like, you know, how do they compete in the division? How do they compete in the East? Can they make the play? Before you even get into any of that stuff, Alex is, like, the thing that's right up front where you're like, okay, what's that deal look like? And that, to me, is an interesting discussion because he's going to be 30 by the time it starts. That's technically where things start getting a little bit fishy for player performance is age 30, because, you know, that's technically, I guess not technically, but I guess that's kind of where the hill is for a lot of players, because you get on the backside of 30, it's either a gradual comeback down the hill or it's a steep drop off. And I think that's a reason to be, I don't know if concern's the right word, but that's a reason to have that at the front of your mind when it comes to Alex's next deal, because, you know, and this is something I've been writing up for my own site at Noted Hockey for a while now that I haven't posted yet, but everybody's got that Huberdeau extension at the front of their mind because it was a 50% drop off from one year to the next, and that was before the extension even kicked in. So a lot of people are going to be thinking like, well, geez, what if that happens? Because it's Buffalo and fans are going to think the worst immediately. Like, well, what if Alex goes from 32 goals to 16? What do we do then? Well, I don't think that's happening. I think Alex is going to be right in the mix for Team USA for the Olympics, because how can he not be? He's too good. He's too good, and he's played so well. And the two-way effectiveness, the goal scoring, he's a big guy in front of and around the net. He can shoot it. All the stuff that we know, that we're very familiar with, are reasons why you got to pay the guy. And you know, you can't let him walk, but like getting that contract right is going to be really interesting, because Alex, you know, I talked to him when we were talking about Bo Byram, you know, mm-hmm. During the season when it came to, you know, what's it like to negotiate your next contract? And for Alex, in his case with Vegas, when he signed his extension there, they basically said, hey, you want to sign a deal? And he's like, yeah, of course I do. Let's go. Like, he's a young guy. You're going to give him way more money than he's ever seen. Done deal. And I know from talking to him and looking back on that, he's like, you know, there's a lot more things to consider now. You know, I got a family. I got, you know, future to think about. All these other things where, you know, me, you know, however old he was when he signed that, 23 or whatever, and him now is like, you know, a lifetime of different things to consider. So now it's, you know, and there's a lot more money around and there's all this kind of stuff. So it's a much different conversation than he had before. And it's going to be interesting, but man, I have such a hard time believing that this isn't going to be done before camp starts. Mm-hmm.
Do you really think it becomes an issue if it's not done right at the start? Like, because again, he is under contract for the coming year. So I'm always curious, like, does it really, like, sure, it's fodder for discussion for others. But based on how you've interacted with Alex and others that would specifically represent the core of this current group, do you think it would affect them to not see Alex with an extension when this all starts?
I don't think so, because as far as the rest of the group, like those guys they all talk way more to each other than when they're around us. They're smart enough to not have open, frank discussions when we're in the room. But like they understand, like I think there's that understanding, like it's business, so it's whatever. And it's a distraction media wise, I think, for maybe the first month of the regular season, not training camp. All the stuff with us gets sorted out within like the first week. And then it's like, okay, well, these guys are back. So are we. So like, that's that. When you start traveling around and you start getting around the league, especially I'm looking at that late October back to back and, you know, home and home with Toronto, where that becomes, if it's not done by then it's a big pressure point at that point, just because of the attention it'll produce and the rumor mongering that'll start up, especially if it's a slow start out of the gate. God help us all. But it's the kind of thing where I think once, if it's not done before camp and you're still, we're into the regular season, I think it's put away and it's put in the backseat and it's not talked about until, and if it's not done by until like January or something like that, then you bring it back up. Because then it's like, all right, you staying or going? Because then you're talking about, well, if he's not signed, then you got to figure out if he is signing or you're trading him, because you can't let him walk. And so like, those are your kind of pressure point inflectives for me, as far as it goes, because I think Alex is a guy that can just say, no, I don't want to talk about it. Like, okay, right. Done. Like that. Like, you're not going to pressure Alex into talking about anything he doesn't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. Certain markets, i.e. Montreal and Toronto, early in the season when he does go to, those would become, on those days, bigger talking points for sure. Joe Yerden's with us, noted hockey, Bleacher Report, many other outlets, especially as we ramp up for another season here. Marty's back tomorrow. Shayna Goldman's with us at the bottom of the hour. Joe, when you think back to how the regular season ended for the Sabres, did you imagine that J.J. Paterka would not be a part of the group to start this upcoming season? And what do you make of the offseason changes, and how much, in your mind, has it moved any, you know, needle as far as the playoffs are concerned?
I think when it came to J.J., because J.J. was always a really kind of tough guy to read. Chit chat wise, usually you can get a decent feel. I can't say you're going to know a guy inside out and backwards and forwards by, you know, having small talk with guys in the room or whatever. But JJ was a guy who is a little tricky to try to, you know, figure out like where he's coming from, how he's going, all that stuff. And I can think back to like his early time with the team where he was just like super outgoing, affable, just kind of like a goofy kid. And then from one year to the next, they went from being super goofy, fun loving to like serious as a heart attack, serious about everything. And you're like, whoa, what happened to this guy? Like, what, like, who talked to him? Who, like, how did this happen? But when it came to like figuring out this off season, I think there was an idea that maybe there would be a push point there just because, not necessarily the money side of it, but just how this was going to work out, you know, with Lindy in charge and the way the team's going and the way everything was just kind of like setting up. It's like, who isn't like, what guys really struggled to like kind of fit in and how things went? And JJ was not exactly at the top of the list, although, I sit with Matthew Fairburn in the press box and every game we're just kind of, you know, letting things buzz off our heads and talking. And JJ was a guy that I think he and I were always like, do you keep him or not? Like, what do you do here? And I think we were having that conversation up until like the last game of the season. And to me, that looking back on it, that should have been like I don't know if they go long term with him. And because you're thinking like, well, I don't know, maybe they bridge him and then you figure it out. You give by yourself a couple of years and figure it out. But obviously that was not going to happen. And that trade happening, not a huge surprise. Like, it's surprising just because he's, you know, he's on that upward trajectory stat wise. But that he got traded, I don't think is that stunning. I think when you look at the return, when it's Josh Doan and Michael Kesselring, you're just kind of like, that's an odd thing. But I'm like, well, how many Utah games are you watching? You know, analysts, how many times have you watched Michael Kesselring light up the Sabres? How many times have you seen Josh Doan buzz around the ice? You know, like, it's one of those kinds of things where you're just kind of like, I don't think you're watching these guys that closely. So like, I see Kesselring come back and I'm like, yeah, I get it. Yep. Right hand shot, big guy, crushes the puck, does all these things. Perfect. That's a great ad. It's just that when you see JJ's name next to it, you're just kind of like, maybe should have got more. Cause my reaction to it at first was maybe should have got a pick out of that too. But I mean, you know, listen, Bill Armstrong is a darn good GM for a reason. And he made it known like, hey, Doan's not a guy I'm eager to give up here. I really don't want to do that. And I get it. Cause Doan checks every box for personality and play style that Bill Armstrong loves. And I have a lot of respect for Bill Armstrong. I think he's a great GM. He's smart. He's had to deal with a lot of junk in Arizona. And now he gets to kind of, you know, be himself with Utah. But like, that's, you know, you solved a huge need in Buffalo,
yep,
by getting Kesselring. You get another guy for the middle bottom six and Doan that is going to be an instant fan favorite. Fans are going to absolutely love the way he'll skate through the wall to make plays. Like, he's a lot of fun. He's a great kid too. Like, just an awesome kid. And you know, you lose JJ and yeah, it's tough. He was fun. He's exciting. But you know, I think the flip side of that is not so much that deal and JJ going, it's just, where do the goals come from now? You know?
Right.
So how does that point change with the rest of the group?
So final half minute here. Will they make the playoffs? And if so, how?
I think the way they played in the second half is more indicative of the way they're going to play full out. And that's even considering like Luukkonen didn't play that great. I think he's going to be much better this year. Nothing motivates for him like people doubting him. And he plays a lot better, a lot more focused with that. Or, you know, especially when he's going to have some guys pushing him in camp with Lyon and Levi. But I think they're going to be a lot better. The problem I see, though, is that the division is horribly nasty. Yep. It's the hardest division in hockey. And, you know, you're playing most of your games against everybody in the division. And there's not an easy game out of the bunch. Even you might think, well, Boston's down. Well, they were last year. Are they going to, like, is Swayman going to be you know, terrible again?
No,
I wouldn't bet on that. Like, you know, it's, you know, are they going to be way down again? I don't know. I'm not buying that, man. If they make the playoffs, it's good because they're going to thump up on teams in the Metro, and they're going to, like, the top three of the Metro will make the playoffs, and then everybody else is going to have to take a walk because the Atlantic's going to have to take both wild cards for them to have a shot at doing it. I think asking them to get top four is tough, just because Florida and Tampa Bay are so good. And that's with me not knowing how Ottawa and Montreal are going to respond after a year of success either.
Exactly. Joe, amazing. Thank you today. And we will definitely be reconnecting. But a month from now, I would hope, when we are on the cusp of Sabres Fan Fest, Prospects Challenge, and the preseason beginning. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Duffer. Appreciate the time.
Joe Yerden from Noted Hockey, Bleacher Report, and more. Shayna Goldman from The Athletic as we continue Sabres Live after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.